let me know, and I called him once I got to UIC, because I knew it was going to take me a while to get to UIC, and then get back from UIC up down here.
Well, you were, what, about a half an hour?
No, it took me 45 minutes to get from UIC to here, because of traffic, on, you know, rush hour.
Oh, you mean since I've been, it's 45 minutes since I talked to you?
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. So, I'm the lightest person, just part like this.
Well, and he just took a load of stuff off the elevator, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Could have parked a little bit better.
So you know Merlin?
Yeah, that's my business partner.
What?
That's my business partner.
Oh, yeah? Driving,
we own this company. The company.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, because the definite customer service in this family.
Yep. He and him, myself, and we have two other business partners.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Cool.
Yep.
This is really great.
Yep.
Better.
Some new business, so we've started with a new business about a year now, so
yeah.
Trying to ability to keep it going, you know. It's been growing, so we've just been, you know, learning a lot and growing as it expanding as it continues to grow and seeing where it takes us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, so far, it's, even through COVID, it has been interesting how much, you know, we've been able to get accomplished during the pandemic and how it's still evolving a great deal, so.
Well, how long have you been with Medivac?
Well, we've been with Truck World, which is the company that we subcontract under.
Yeah.
We've been under them probably about a month or two now. About 2 months now, I think, maybe.
Okay, because I did hear that you were going to make some changes.
We've been with them about 2 months now, but we have another contract. We have about 9 or 10 drivers under us on that contract, and then we're about to start another one very soon as well. So, in existence, started the company about a little over a year ago now, so, yeah.
That's about how long I've been here.
Really, where are you from?
I moved out from Pennsylvania.
Okay. What made you move out here?
Well, I'll tell you, you want to hear it's a story.
Sure.
I had a boyfriend, and then it wasn't really a boyfriend, but he was still living there. 10 years, and I wanted him to leave because he was aggravating.
Okay.
But I didn't have the heart to make him leave.
Gotcha.
So I called my son and I was checking out
Okay. That's good. You have family here, not too far away.
Yeah. But I've made some good friends.
That's good. Even better.
I have a mom, my granddaughter's
one.
She comes over every other weekend.
Okay, that's good. What made your son move up to Chicago?
Well, he wanted to live in Madison.
Okay, gotcha.
And he grew up in Madison.
Okay.
And Boston, New York City and Boston, just said too expensive.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
How old is your granddaughter?
What?
How old is your granddaughter?
16.
Oh, okay, good. Good age.
Yeah. Actually, I know she loves me, nothing to do with that, but she comes, it's a place because I will let her do whatever she wants.
Of course she will, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's grandmother's role.
Exactly, you know? That is. That's
yeah.
True.
It's a little slob. I get up in the morning, come out, she's on the couch, and it's a pretty long couch, and I said, could you clear a little spot so I could sit down?
That's smart. That's hilarious.
But we do have a deal. She's an excellent cook.
That's good.
And she said, so we have a deal that I don't like to cook, so she cooks and I clean, because I kind of like cleaning out of my mind.
Gotcha. That's
funny. So it works out pretty well.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah. The
oldest,
and the others are young, and I don't get to see them
all the time. Okay.
So, it's special. She's special.
That's good. Your son come to see you quite often?
I go more often. They come and pick me up, and I go over there.
Gotcha.
But they're good people. I'm not putting them down. Yeah. They don't, like, I just got a tattoo.
Okay.
Now, that will
freak them out.
You know, just my whole character is just a little bit different than
that.
Yeah. So.
It would freak your son out?
What?
You think it would freak your son out?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Not that one, yes.
Oh, that one, okay.
Yeah.
How many sons do you have?
I have two.
Okay.
But the other one, I sent a picture of my boyfriend. And he had a punk on his thing. Now he's got the thing.
Dreadlocks.
He put it all in one though.
Okay.
So he's very spiritual, this and that. He was wearing a hawk around his shoulder.
Okay.
So I sent a picture of him for my other son.
Uh-huh.
And they said, when can you guys come up?
That's funny.
Yeah, they're just two really different, and he's my personality type.
Gotcha.
You know, so.
Where does he live?
He's up in Minnesota.
Okay.
Minneapolis.
Okay. So not too far away. Okay.
Yeah. After COVID is over, I'll probably move up again, but I met two people in my building, and I adopted one as a daughter and one as a grandson.
Okay. Gotcha. That's good.
Yeah. They would not be my son and daughter-in-law's type either.
Really?
Well, maybe the one I say is daughter, the other one is mohawk.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
You know.
So your son is more conservative?
Oh, yes. And he's about money.
Gotcha.
I am not about money.
Okay.
And that's why I don't know if I'm heaven.
Gotcha. Did you live in the Midwest at some point in time?
Yeah, I grew up in Madison.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I left when I was about 20.
Gotcha. Okay.
So 21, I guess I moved to California.
Okay.
So, in the 60s, I don't know if you know the 60s.
Okay.
Do you know the 60s?
Yes. Okay.
In San Francisco, being right the house
right.
Of it?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've lived a little bit all over.
I've also lived in Japan, in Malaysia,
really?
Philippines.
Okay.
And
see, it gives you a whole different perspective on life.
I'll tell you, that is what people I told Merlin when he was Right. You know?
Right.
And so all these different experiences just sort of open my world.
Open your eyes up a great deal.
Yeah. Well, I say my whole world.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true. That,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See that? That makes sense.
Different from anything I grew up.
Okay.
And I was scared when I first went up there.
Oh, sure.
Why? I don't know what this is about.
Right.
For a very short time, I was scared.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely expose you to a lot and give you better understanding of a lot of different things, too.
Yeah. My clientele was both a very multicultural, but at the same time, it was also people getting the money, income, the money.
Right.
And I just, one guy just so hit me, I always remember it, and he was caught dealing drugs. And he said, look, I'm married, and I have two kids. What am I going to do? How am I going to support them? Flipping the hamburgers at
McDonald's, whatever.
McDonald's,
right.
And this sort of gave me a little bit more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking these were just dead.
Right,
you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then my boyfriend, he grew up on the south side. He was from, he was a gangbanger.
Okay.
But he was a gangbanger that went out and told them, no guns, work with them to get an education, help them, you know, move on, to get out of that drug life. And still helping everybody.
Okay. He's from Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the one that you were trying to get rid of?
No.
This
no,
is a different
one.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
The guy with the dread.
The dread got the dread. Okay, gotcha. How does your son Evanston feel about him, or does he know about him?
He knows about him. I have.
Has he met him?
No.
Okay.
And I'm not going to push it to him.
Yes, makes sense. Yes.
Only because why?
Because he.
You know.
Yeah. Because you know how your son is and who his mother is. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and Ron, that's his name, my boyfriend's name.
Mm-hmm.
Ron says, you know what? I just don't want to go through it. Now, if they asked me, and that's a whole other thing.
Right, yeah.
They haven't asked.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. But my granddaughter, she just did a family tree, and she put Ron in it.
Did she really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, but she's met it.
Okay. Right, exactly. Well, that's true. That is the grandparent's job. You're right.
And then this kid that I adopted, I took his mole off and the color and hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told her that, she almost freaked out. But when she actually met it, oh my God, they were just having so much fun making fun of me.
Really?
Because I didn't know the talk. I, you know, this
right.
And that.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah. But I have to say, I can't wait to get home.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Will you pick me up at 11:45?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And our doctor is one.
Okay.
And all the rest of the time he's been
waiting.
He's sitting on the floor in the lobby. I went and found her.
have any seats available in there? Or?
There was one, but there was a woman there waiting forever for a taxi.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha. A lot of these places now, they don't want you waiting around, or it limits
well,
it. People
actually, must. One woman did, the one person went in and worked there, offered to get me a chair, but at that point, I was, because I was sitting on the floor, mm-hmm. but at that point, I was comfortable. But
okay.
After over an hour, it wasn't comfortable.
Right, makes sense. It's going to let us out on this side of your, on the right
yes.
side of your building.
Yes.
Yep. How do you like living near the lake and everything?
It's nice.
Yes, this is so close, but
yeah.
I can understand that too. Mm-hmm.
Well, and also I don't know why I don't do it.
What part of Pennsylvania did you live in?
I lived up in the mountains.
Oh, did you really?
Mountains.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a whole big difference right now for you.
Oh yeah. But I love the environment.
I was going to New Jersey, and so went through Pennsylvania and some mountains. I hadn't at least been to that, through that part of Pennsylvania before, and I was like surprised there were so mountainous, but you could tell it was more remote and woodsy, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty.
It is very pretty,
yeah.
Yep.
And one of the reasons I moved into the prairie, at least it was a little bit multicultural.
Right. Especially, yeah.
Yeah. It's just I haven't quite gotten used to all the stuff.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, I'm used
sure.
to looking out at trees and birds and deer and raccoons. I mean, I've lived a lot in the city, so it isn't like I'm completely
Well, you have plenty of those too. You know, you just don't see them. Yep, we have plenty of possums, raccoons, rats, rabbits, coyotes in the city, in different parts of the city. They probably won't do that, but you will see them at night running around. It's like, because I've seen coyotes up here, because they hang around the lakeshore.
Yeah, but they knew.
Oh,
that
I'm sure. Okay, that's
so
the difference.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
And the mother would bring her new litter up and meet us, and then they'd put a hole in my screen door, and the one we called Elvis would come in.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
They really
knew you.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They'd come in the house.
Yeah. They were family.
I see. They haven't, you know, but we don't really, you don't have tickets we can pay for it anyhow, but, you know, everything's appreciated.
Yeah. Well, that's why I throw it on the thing, because I got a lecture the first time.
Oh, did you really? Let me have you initiate right there.
Left side, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right there next to my initials.
Oh, you don't have to get out.
Oh, that's fine. I can head out.